Buses, are they stopping young people from finding work? A group of teenagers here certainly think so. Started a campaign to try to get them lowered. It comes as the bus company First Group hold a consultation on fares across the city. We've been reporting that through the week. Mayor of Bristol, George Ferguson, had this to say about it earlier on this week.
There's been discussion about maybe lower fares for young people, which I would really, really welcome, because I think it's a huge amount for young people and their parents to have to pay just simply to get to education. I would love to see a 50 pence fare, but let's see what comes out of it. You know, the lower the fare, the better. But obviously, First has a commercial operation to run, and the city can't afford to throw loads of money at it.
Well, Rebecca Pereira is one of the students behind the campaign, joins me on Breakfast. Rebecca, good morning.
Hi.
Now then, tell me about your campaign. What are you asking for?
Well, we started a petition for free bus fares for under-18s.
Mm-hmm. How are you going about that?
We've set up a petition online, and it's on Facebook.
Yeah, and you've got, what, over 1,000, haven't you? Something like 1,200 signatures?
Yeah, over 1,200.
Yeah. What's the problem on the buses as far as you're concerned, then?
Well, it's just so expensive for the buses they're providing. It's not really worth it.
Yeah, tell me about a typical journey and what it's costing you.
Well, I tend to avoid the buses because they're so expensive, but it would cost about £4
yeah.
for a return for me to get to school.
From where to where?
From Brentry to Westbury.
Right, OK, and you're finding that a bit tough going. And what are the rest of the sort of, you know, the teenagers and students, what are they saying to you about the bus prices?
Well, we made a survey about what is preventing young people from getting to opportunities around Bristol. And they said the biggest problem was that they couldn't afford to get there because of the bus prices.
Yeah, because you started off, didn't you, sort of looking at something else, sort of campaigning on other things, and found that this price of transport of the buses, that was coming top of students' worries, was it?
Yeah. I'm doing a project with Envision, and we were looking at opportunities for young people and trying to improve that, but then we found it wasn't that there wasn't enough opportunities, it was that the young people couldn't get to them.
Yeah. So what do you say, who are you putting your petition to? Because the bus company will say, well, it's the council that have to help subsidise this if we're to get free transport for students, and it's the government, it's not them. Who are you sending your petition to specifically, Rebecca?
Well, we're hoping to get 3,500 signatures and then take it to the council.